Hello.
Hi, is that Gordon?
Yes, yes.
Hiya, darling. It's Billy calling back from MMA Legal. We spoke earlier. How are you doing? Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, no bad. Thanks.
So I can see your daughter has already signed the document for you, which is fantastic. Are you with your daughter at the moment?
Yeah, I'm with her now. If you want to speak to her.
Perfect. Yes, please, if you don't mind. That's back. Perfect.
Hello.
Hi, is it Fiona?
Yeah.
Hiya, darling. So my name's Billy, and I'll be your dad's claims handler. I'm the one that's dealing with the whole case for him on behalf of the solicitors. So if there's anything that he needs, I will be more than happy for you to contact me on behalf of him.
Okay.
Now, we do require a picture of his ID and proof of address, which can be any letter dated to him within the last 3 months. Usually, I would ask for that to be sent over via WhatsApp, but he doesn't have WhatsApp. Do you have WhatsApp?
Yeah, I have WhatsApp, yes.
And I was just going to say, so then that way I can bob you a message over so you've got all of his details in one place and you know who his solicitor is and things like that for him moving forward. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Could I ask you for your number? Because he has also used you as a beneficiary. So that way, if anything was to happen to Dad over the next few months of the claim ongoing, the payment would be released to yourself.
Right, okay. It's 078-5235-1174.
Perfect. I'm just going to bob you a message over. Just give me 2 minutes to do so. So if you need anything at any time, just bob me a message over. Of course, just give me Dad's name so I can pull up the file for you, and then that way I can let you know where it's up to.
Yeah, I've got the message.
Perfect. Fantastic. So if you can send over Dad's ID and proof of address to that contact number for me, that would be perfect.
Did you say you need the banking app for that? Yeah.
Yeah, so we can take a bank statement. We just need to show that it shows his name, address, where the letters come from, and the date just needs to make sure that it is within the last 3 months. So if it's January, February, or March's statement. Mm.
How do you find it again?
If you go onto his online banking, does it say statement, and then it should say download?
Yeah, it's in B2.
What's the bank? Is it what app is he on?
I've downloaded it, so I'm just trying to open it. Got it. Right.
Perfect. What I'm also going to do for him as well, it's just so he knows who he's dealing with, is I've set a password on his account for him. So if anyone calls him, we've just got the password as Fiona. So just ask him, if anyone calls him about the claim and he doesn't know the password as Fiona, just hang up the phone on him, just in case, because you will get the odd company that will give him a call asking him if they can claim £2,000 up front. Something along those lines, which will not be in his, it will not be worth his interest whatsoever. That's perfect. And that license is perfect as well, so that's everything.
You don't need the back one, right? No, that thing.
No, that's perfect. So we've got everything that we require now on his behalf, so thank you so much for all that information. I do appreciate your help there as well.
If
there's anything that he needs from me, just ask him to bob me a message over for yourself, or he can always call me on this number, and I'm going to make sure his case is submitted off for him right away, tell him, darling, okay?
Right, okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. Well, thank you so much for your time, Fiona. I'll obviously drop you an update on behalf of Dad at any time anyway, but if you need anything, just pop me a message over, darling, okay?
Right, okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Perfect. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.